first ever museum of British surfing is opening in North Devon. After moving from Europe and after 3 years of trying to secure funding, it will now be permanently based in Braunton. Pete Robinson's the museum founder and joins us live on Good Morning Devon. Pete, why do we need a museum dedicated to surfing?
I think surfing's a really fascinating and potentially sort of hidden history of British sort of beach culture that's been going on for, well, the best part of a century here in Devon alone.
And why is North Devon the best place for it, do you think?
Well, North Devon's a gateway to the southwest, really. It's pretty unique in the fact that it gets a really high number of day and weekend visits from people from outside the West Country who want to come here to go surfing. So it's the first part of the West Country they can reach with really super high quality surfing beaches. And also Braunton itself is then a gateway to North Devon's fantastic beaches and our sort of area of outstanding natural beauty as well. It's just a stunning area to come to, and it's got a long, long surfing heritage.
What do you get to see in a museum dedicated to surfing? Once you go through the door, what do you see?
Well, what we're doing with our museum, rather than making it something that's quite static, we're trying to make it fluid, rather like surfing itself. So each year we're going to have most of our space dedicated to a temporary exhibition. And our exhibition this year that we're opening with is about 200 years of art in surfing. And that goes all the way back to sketches from early explorers like Captain Cook through to the amazing art that was on surfboards in the 60s and 70s. And then right up to sort of contemporary modern art like Simon Ledson, Ben Cook, and Maria Rivens.
North Devon's tourism industry is based a lot around surfing. How do we compare and how do we compete? Is this the kind of thing that will make people think twice about going to Fistral Beach in Newquay in Cornwall, for instance, and decide to come to North Devon instead?
I think actually the location that we've chosen means that it doesn't really matter where you go on holiday in the West Country, you can still visit us. We're only about 90 minutes, maybe a little bit more when the traffic's bad from here to Newquay. So it's actually quite an easy thing if people have chosen Fistral to or that area to go surfing. They can pop up for a day and visit us and still sort of enjoy their holiday in Cornwall. So, yeah, we very much sort of thought about that when we were looking at the location. We're only a short distance up the A39. I do think it will make a difference to North Devon's tourism. It's already worth more than £52 million a year to the economy here.
£52 million?
Indeed, yes. And it's something that will grow. There's